前面还有很多位置啊，所以慕道朋友可以亲临到前面来。
We still have a lot of space in the front, so we'd like to invite our visitors to come to the front.
我们同心默祷。
Let's all pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的主，天上的父，我们感谢颂赞你的圣名。
Our dear Heavenly Father, our dearest Lord, we praise and glorify your name.
因为你的爱常常眷顾着我们。
Because of your love and your providence for us.
从起初，你从尘土创造了我们人类。
In the beginning, you created man out of dust.
从尘土那么卑贱、那么卑微的东西创造了我们。
And from such a lowly natural material such as the dust, you have created us.
你让我们活在你所造的乐园里面。
And Lord, you have placed us in the Garden of Eden.
一切都供养丰富。
And that in that beautiful paradise, you provided everything for our use.
那个地方没有眼泪，没有流汗。
And in that place, there is no tears and there is no sweat.
没有死亡。
And there is no death.
一切都那么美好。
And that everything was just perfect.
但是自从人类犯罪得罪了你。
But ever since mankind have sinned and they have fallen short of you,
从恩典当中堕落了之后,
and that from grace they have fallen short,
人类的生活却180度的改变,
then that brought a total transformation to the life of mankind.
我们的生活充满各样的困苦,
because since then our life is full of labor and toil.
白天流汗,
and we sweat in the day,
晚上流泪,
and that we cry at night,
不得睡眠。
And that we cannot sleep.
劳劳碌碌就过一辈子。
And that with toil and labor, that is how we sigh through our life.
因为这样，很多人的内心得不到满足。
And because of this sorrowful life, no one's heart can be satisfied.
我们觉得我们的一生不应该这样就过去。
And we feel that we cannot live without a meaning or purpose in this life.
主啊，我们今天弟兄姐妹还有亲戚朋友来到你的面前。
And oh Lord, today all of us we have come before you, our friends, our relatives, our visitors.
我要学习你的话语。
We come today so that we can learn from your word.
因为你的话语是生命。
Because your word is life.
你的话语是亮光。
And that your word is the light.
你的话语里面有恩典。
And that within your word is found grace.
我们求神你亲自的带领今天下午的布道聚会。
And oh Lord, we pray for you to personally guide this service this afternoon.
让你宝贵的圣灵运行在我们当中。
And that may your Holy Spirit move around us.
打开你仆人的口。
And that to open up the mouth of the speakers,
让他可以陈明你福音的奥秘,
so that we can expound upon the mysteries of the truth.
更求你打开我们会众的内心,
and Lord, please also open up the doors of the heart of the entire congregation,
让我们可以看到你话语里面的亮光,
so that we can all perceive the light within your word,
能够找到困苦人生当中的一条出路,
and that as we pray, we can find a path through our life.
愿你的名得到荣耀,
and that we can bring glory to your name.
也愿平安归于我们众人,
and that may you endow peace to everyone.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
各位朋友们，还有主内长子弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And our dear friends and dear visitors, and our brothers and sisters and ministers, peace to all of you.
今天很高兴我们可以来到神的殿。一起来听主带给我们的福音。
And indeed, today is such a gracious opportunity for us to be present in the Church of God to receive the good news.
愿主的恩典与你们同在。
And may the grace of our Lord be abundant with you.
下午我们一起来分享的题目是突破人生的困局。
And this afternoon, the topic is to break through the predicaments of life.
有一个故事，寓言是这样讲的。
And there is such a parable or story that goes this way.
从前有一只狐狸，它肚子非常的饿。
In the old days, there was this fox that was very hungry.
它到处去找食物，却找不到。
And he was looking around, looking for food, but he couldn't find any.
在它要放弃的时候。
And right when the fox was giving up.
它突然间看到一个很大的葡萄园。
And then suddenly he saw this big vineyard.
哇，他想说，如果能够进去里面大吃一顿，这样有多好。
So this fox think to himself, if I can enter into this vineyard and have a good meal, how wonderful would that be?
但是这个葡萄园被厚厚的围栏来了围住，他进不了去。
But however, he found that this vineyard was protected by a very thick fence and he couldn't enter.
在他失望绝望的时候。
So when he was getting disappointed,
他看到一个洞在那个围墙里面。
And then the fox noticed that there is a hole at the side of the fence.
这个洞很小。
And the hole was very small.
但是因为狐狸饿了太久了，变得很瘦。
But because the fox, he was so hungry and had been starving, he became pretty skinny.
他就从这个小洞挤了进去葡萄园里面。
So he was able to squeeze himself through this tiny hole through the fence.
看到里面的葡萄又大又甜又多汁。
And then when he entered into the vineyard, he saw the grapes that are so large and sumptuous.
哇，他决定要好好吃一顿了。
And now he thought to himself, he's going to have a huge meal.
所以不，一连三天。不断的他在享用这个葡萄。
So for the next 3 days straight, he enjoyed all the grapes that he could find.
本来瘦瘦的他，三天之后变成胖胖的葡萄狐狸。
And at first he was very skinny, but after 3 days that he was fed, he became fat and chubby.
他也觉得说，我吃够了，大概可以走了。
Now he thought to himself, I am contented and satisfied. I can leave this vineyard.
他要从那个洞要出去。
So now he wanted to go back and get out from the same hole.
结果他发觉自己太胖了，去不去。
Then now he realized that he's too fat.
怎么办呢?
He cannot get through the hole. What can he do?
农夫这个时候又来了。
And then the farmer suddenly appeared.
如果被发现了，一定被抓起来打死。
And then if the farmer were to find him out, he is going to be beaten to death.
他赶快躲在那个角落里面。
So he quickly hide himself in the corner.
三天三夜不敢出来。
For 3 days and 3 nights, he dare not get out.
到最后，他变得很瘦了。
And then after that, he became skinny again.
再从那个洞。叽叽叽，这样就把他们捅出去。
And then slowly he squeezed himself through the little hole, and he got out from the fence.
所以他进来的时候是怎么样，出去的时候也是怎么样。
So when he entered the hole, he was skinny, and when he get out from the hole, he was still skinny once again.
这个是个很出名的，我们都听过了寓言的故事。
And so this is a very famous parable that I'm sure all of us have heard before.
其实我们人生有时候就好像这头饥饿的狐狸一样。
So this is applicable to life because very often we are just like this skinny fox.
我们一生当中有很多东西想要追求。
Because within this life, there are so many pursuits we want to go after.
好像得到了。
It seems like we have received it.
又好像被困住。
And then it seems like we're bound by it.
最后发觉，空手的来，我们的人生也是空手的走。
Then you realize that naked you come into this world, and naked you shall return.
但是在这个过程当中，就好像被困住一个花花世界，非常漂亮的葡萄园。
But during this entire process of your life, it seems like you're being bound in this beautiful vineyard that is so abundant.
我们想想，我们人生到底有什么困局呢？
So think about your own life. What are the obstacles in your life?
我们来讲几点。
And let's raise several points.
第一啊，人生有不完的劳碌愁烦的这个困局。
And first, the first predicament of life is that this life is full of endless toil and labor.
我们请打开旧约的传道书第二章二十二节。
Let's all turn to the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 22.
传道书第二章二十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 22. For what has man for all his labor, and for the striving of his heart, with which he has toiled under the sun?
23节.
Verse 23. For all his days are sorrowful, and his work grievous. Even in the night, his heart takes no rest. This also is vanity.
这里22、23节是圣经的话，告诉我们有人生有三大苦。
So the Bible over here tells us that in your life, in everyone's life, there are three kinds of bitterness.
只要你是人，你就跑不了这个命运。
And as long as you are a human being, you cannot run away from these three bitterness.
所以说，日光之下，就是我们今天在阳光之下的活在世上的人类。
Here it says that under the sun, it refers to all of us, mankind, living under the sun.
第一就是劳碌。
First, bitterness is toil.
我们人哪有一个可以不劳碌来过一生的？
As men and women, we all need to toil in order to live our life.
小时候就开始补习了。
When you are young, you need to go for tuition class.
父母会逼你说，你不好好读书，以后哪里有好工作？
And your parents will give pressure to you. You have to study hard. If not, you won't have a good job in future.
很辛苦把书读完了。
And then very hard workingly, you spent your time studying.
又很辛苦找一份好工作。
And then with all kinds of labor, you find a new job.
找到了之后。
And after you have found a new job.
你想想看，一个人二十几岁开始工作。
So you think about it, you start working when you're in your 20s.
以前65岁必须省可以要强迫退休。
And in the past, at age 65, in BC, you are forced to retire.
人生的大部分四十几年就是用来做工。
So think about it, you spend about 40 years of your lifespan working.
每天八个小时以上。
And every day you work more than 8 hours.
一个礼拜至少五天。
So 5 hours at least in 1 week.
现在呢，政府说不可以歧视老人，所以65岁不一定要退休，可以继续工作。
So now the government has passed a law saying that we should not show discrimination to the elderly ones. They can continue to work past 65 if they desire to do so.
换句话来说，如果身体好的话，你继续做。
Which means that if you're still in good health, you can continue to work.
做到70也可以，75也可以。
You can continue to work up to 70 or 75 as long as you please.
换句话来说，做到了有一天真的不行了，就不能做。
Which means that you literally work till the day you drop.
人生不是这两个字吗？劳劳碌碌过一辈子。
So doesn't that describe pretty much of your life, that you just simply toil and labor?
但是如果只是劳碌还好。
But if you just toil and labor, then actually that is pretty good.
像一条牛在田里面耕田。
Because you're just like a poor ox plowing in the field all the time.
白天耕田，放到牛棚里面，它就睡觉了。
And that in the day you plow in the field, and at night you go to sleep.
你很少看到动物会失眠的。
Because never do you see any animal actually suffering from insomnia, do you?
但是人呢，除了劳碌之外，还有累心。
But however, if you look at human beings, other than toiling physically, they also toil mentally.
身体很累，睡觉就好了。
Because if you feel very tired in your body, a good sleep will recover it.
但是如果心很累的话，这个就很痛苦了。
But however, if your heart is grievous, then it is even more, it is even a worse suffering.
孩子没有什么压力。
If your children did not give you any stress,
孩子每天可以睡得很好。
The children, you see that they don't have any stress, they can sleep well.
但是大人就不一样了。
But however, if you look at the parents, they are different.
啊，这里告诉我们了，如果人劳碌累心了，到最后就变成忧虑。
So over here it says that if your days are sorrowful and your work is grievous,
连晚上都不得安息。
Then it comes that in the night, your heart cannot even take a rest.
今天早上我看那个 Vancouver Sun 报的那个报道。
This morning, I was reading through the Vancouver Sun newspaper.
他说现在从美国开始这个全球的金融风暴。
And then now it talks about this global financial crisis starting from the States.
现在光在美国，有三分之一的美国人。
Like right now in the United States, 1/3 of the Americans.
一个礼拜之内，起码有两三天晚上啊，是睡得不好的。
That within 1 week, there's at least 2 or 3 days that they suffer from insomnia.
可能担心工作不保啊。
Perhaps they are worried that they are going to lose their job.
啊，可能担心投资啊，亏很多钱。
Perhaps they are worried that they will fall short in their investments.
所以，反正心里面压力很大。
And they are experiencing a lot of stress in their heart.
或者担心说，明天我回到公司了，会不会受到大信封
？Or they are worried that next day if they show up in the office, they may get a pink slip.
所以你看，我们的人生劳碌之外，还要累心。
So here it seems that other than the toil and the labor, there is still the grievousness of the heart.
如果再加上家庭的压力
，and then on top of that, if you have the stress from family,
加上很多婚姻当中的压力
，and a lot of marital stress that is found in families,
儿女不乖的压力
，and children who are disobedient,
照顾年老生病的父母的压力。
And then those who need to take care of their elderly parents.
所以这个世上，这个社会上很多忧郁症，很多心理的苦闷。
So that is why you find that under all this stress and pressure, many people are in depression.
啊，尤其是在这个金融风暴的这个时段。
Especially right now during this economic crisis.
是圣经里面告诉我们，日光之下没有新事。
So therefore, in the Bible, it tells us that nothing is new under the sun.
我们以为现在的金融风暴很厉害。
We thought that this global financial crisis is a huge one.
其实在1929年在美国已经发生过。
But in fact, it has already happened in the past, in 1992.
啊，那么一个人遇到那么大的危机的时候会有什么的表现呢？
So if someone were to face such a crisis, what will he do?
按照历史的记载，在1929年的黑色星期四那一天。
And according to historical records, on the black day of the 1929,
一天之内啊，有11名金融家自杀。
That within 1 day, there were 11 investors who took their own life.
后来美国股市掉了90%。
Then later, the stock market crashed for another 9 times.
再有24位企业老板自杀，同一天之内。
And then another, just in 1 day, 24 CEOs killed themselves.
那么历史不断的重复。
So therefore, you see that history keep repeating itself.
最近你打开报纸，超级富豪，很多有钱，非常非常有钱的富豪在社会上了。
Now you look into the papers and you see all these millionaires and all these billionaires.
他们真的好像被困在一个困局里面一样。
And it seems like they are all being bound and trapped.
如果大家有留意最近的新闻。
And if you're paying notice to the recent news.
前几个月在德国有一个非常有钱的亿万富豪，他的名字叫 默克勒，默克勒啊。
And several months ago, there is a very well-known millionaire in Germany, and his name is
Mukler. 他跳到火车轨里面自杀了。
That he has jumped into the train tracks and killed himself.
如果一个人没有什么钱，走投无路自杀还可以想得通啊。
So if you are a person who has zero penny left and that you were to commit suicide, people may understand.
这个人怎么有钱法呢？
But however, this man, he is so rich.
他在德国有一个非常大的企业的王国。
And that in Germany itself, he has a huge kingdom of investments.
业务包括制药、工程、水泥。
And that his enterprise includes many areas such as the pharmaceutical industry and also the construction industry.
他雇佣超过十万个工人。
And that he has employed more than 100,000 of employees.
在Forbes 啊，那个世界富豪排行榜，他是排94。
And that he is the number 94 in terms of the top 100 fortunes.
他的身价超过100亿加币，100亿 ten billion.
And that his own personal measure of value in terms of his investment, personally speaking, is more than 10 billion Canadian dollars.
100个亿有多少？
So can you even imagine that amount of money?
哇，多得不得了。
It is so immense.
后来金融风暴开始了，他的生意开始走下坡了。
Then because of this global crisis, this economic crisis, his investments dropped.
结果呢，他想说我要在股市当中赌一铺啊，先把它拿回来。
So he thought to himself, I'm going to take a risk in the stock market and get my money back.
这个就赌错了。
But then he placed a wrong gamble.
哇，他的商业王国快要瓦解了。
And that just totally crashed his entire kingdom.
他觉得说，我一切的东西都快没有了。
Then he thought to himself that I just lost everything overnight.
他没有力量再往前走了。
And there is no more reason for him to live on.
他有一天就告别家人，跳到火车轨里面，让火车把他压死。
So one day he said goodbye to his family and then he jumped into the train tracks so that the train can run him over.
有时候我们想想这个问题哦。
Therefore, when you think about this,
那么有钱的人，
for a man that is so rich like him,
有一百个亿啊。
He has how many billions of dollars?
掉了99%了，剩1%都好，都还有意义啊。
That even though it may have dropped 99%, he still had 1%, which is at least $1 billion left.
你剩一千分之一都还有一千万。
So even if you have left one of a 1,000% left, you still have $100,000 left.
我们在座的人可能一辈子再怎么样都没有摸过一千万，或是看过一千万。
I think all of us sitting here, we haven't even seen $1 million in our own lifetime.
但是为什么他会这样子放弃自己的生命呢？
But why is it that this man just give up his life like that?
那他的人生还没有盼望吗？
Because there is no more hope in his life.
他以前觉得所有的盼望就是在世界，就是在财富。
Because he had placed all his hope in his money.
但是他在生意上，在富有上遇到困境了。
But then once now the money is gone and he's run into a roadblock.
他觉得跑不出这个困局里面。
Then he is stuck. He thought that he couldn't get out from this pit.
就选择了结束自己的生命。
Therefore, he chose to end his own life.
其实他不是唯一一个，还有很多很多。人看不开了。
In fact, he is not the only one. There are many other men out there that are just like him.
因为他跑不出这个困局里面。
Because they feel that they are stuck and they are being trapped.
其实人很奇怪。
So in fact, man is a very funny being.
人常常用自己的生命、用自己的时间来换财富。
We very often use our life, use our time in exchange for more and more money.
当他们得到的时候。
So once you get all this money that you desire,
剩下的生命可能就不多了。
Then you realize that you have no more life left.
但是如果当他失去那些财产的时候，
But however, when you lose all this money that you have earned,
他们觉得活着也没有意思。
Then you feel that there's no reason for you to live on.
这不是很可怜吗？
So isn't that very sad?
难道没有办法打破这个困局吗？
So isn't there a way out of all this problem?
劳碌重担一辈子。
You toil, you labor for your whole life.
没有得到，要觉得很烦恼。
If you don't receive any of this wealth, you will also feel very trapped.
得到又怕失去。
And then once you receive it, you also is in fear of losing it.
怎么样才可以跑出来呢？
So how can you get out of this trap?
我们看马太福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew 11.
二十八节。
Matthew 11, verse 28.
马太福音的十一章第二十八节。
Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这里主耶稣做一个宣告。
Here Jesus make a proclamation.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
That all of you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me.
这个世界有谁需要主耶稣呢？
So who needs Lord Jesus in this world?
如果我们可能随便走在路上，随便说啊，来教会吧，或者是叫我们的朋友哦，来听福音呢。
Perhaps if you were to walk on the street and you were to just yell out to people, oh, come and receive the good news, come to the church with me.
啊，免费的。
And this is all free for you.
好消息啊。
And that we have the good news for you.
可能很多人说我不用了，我好好的，不需要耶稣。
And many people would just, you know, reject you politely and saying that I don't need Jesus.
我没有大病。
Because I'm not suffering from any illness.
我也不是快要死掉。
And I'm not dying myself.
我还很多时间。
I still have a lot of time.
但主耶稣这里做一个宣告。
But here Jesus proclaimed.
谁需要主耶稣呢？
That who are the ones who need Lord Jesus?
如果你有很多重担。
If today you are heavy burdened.
如果你有很多压力。
If you have a lot of stress in your life.
如果你的生命充满劳苦的话。
And if your life is full of labor and toil.
其实你很需要主耶稣。
So with all this suffering, you do need Lord Jesus.
这个怎么说呢？
So how do you explain this?
并不是说啊，我们信了主耶稣了，也不会遇到一切的困难。
Of course, it's not a guarantee saying that after you believe in Jesus, that your life will be totally smooth.
现在景气很不好。
Because we know that there is a crisis out there.
没有工作的很担心找不到工作。
Many people who are out of job, they are worried that there is no job for them left.
有工作的晚上睡不着，怕失去工作。
And those who still hang on to a job, they're afraid they will lose it the next day.
如果没有信仰的话。
So if you do not have a faith at this time,
只能够担心，担心又担心。
All you can do is worry and become anxious.
但是如果我们有信主耶稣。
But however, today, if you have a faith in Jesus,
我们可以把一切的困难，一切的重担交给主耶稣。
We can cast all our burden unto our Lord Jesus.
我们之前也有一些信徒也是失去了工作。
And also recently, we also have several members losing their jobs.
但是他们怎么说呢？
But what do they say?
没关系。
That this is fine.
圣经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible tells very clearly.
天父是养育我们的。
That our Lord Jesus will provide for us.
我们要祷告。
Because he is our heavenly father, all we need is to pray.
来求主耶稣给我们开路。
And we pray for our Lord Jesus to open up a door for us.
有个姐妹跟我讲。
And a sister told me.
传道你帮我祷告。
That preacher, please pray for me.
没问题，我们帮你祷告。
And that there's no problem, we definitely pray for you.
有什么压力告诉主耶稣基督。
If you have any stress, just tell it to Jesus.
会很奇妙。
And it's very, very, very amazing.
她把自己的困难交给主耶稣。
That when she gave her whole burden to Lord Jesus.
耶稣也看顾她。
And Jesus also watched over.
但她最需要的时候，帮她安排好。
And that right when she needs it, she received a good job.
找到另外一个工作。
She found another job.
所以这个压力我们可以告诉主耶稣的。
So therefore, you can tell Lord Jesus all about your stress.
另外有一位弟兄。
There's also another brother.
十几年前。
About 10 some years ago.
他工作的时候很顺利。
And he was smooth sailing in his work.
他那个时候想说也买点股票来炒卖。
And so he thought to himself, maybe he should invest in some stocks.
结果赚到一笔钱。
And then so he make a little cash out of it.
那么就说他马上继续投资下去。
So he continued to reinvest the money.
但是他投资的数目越来越大了。
So therefore the amount of investment grow and grow.
超过自己可以能力范围之内的。
And it went to beyond the point that he can afford.
后来经济变差了。
Then when the economic times go into a downturn,
股市大跌了。
And the stock market dipped,
他一夜之间不见了200万。
And then just overnight, he lost $20 million. $2 million.
这个是对他来说很大的数目。
So this is a big amount of money to him.
他可以说失去一切了。
So it seems like he has lost everything.
不但是其他的房产要卖掉。
Not only does he need to sell his houses and property.
连自己住跟他家人住的那个房子都要卖掉。
Even his own house that he's living with his family needs to be sold.
如果一般人呢，这样子来做可能会打击很大。
And if it happens to any one of us, that would indeed be a very big blow.
甚至可能有一些人会想不通。
Perhaps some people cannot even get out of it.
在美国不是现在经济很差，有一些爸爸疯起来了，拿枪把孩子太太打死，然后自杀。
Because you see a lot of cases in the U.S. now where the father lose the job and they close up the door, took a gun, shoot all his children, and then finally shoot himself.
但是感谢神。
But praise and thank God.
这个弟兄学到教训。
That this brother he learned his lesson.
他太太也支持他。
And his wife also support him.
都没有关系。
And told him this is fine.
我们还有生命。
That we still have our lives.
我们的儿女还很乖。
And we have good children.
所以他们全家都搬那个小小的 apartment 里面。
So the whole family they moved to a small apartment.
他信靠神啊。
So he relied upon God.
主啊，给我机会，让我可以重新建立起来。
So Lord Jesus, please give me another chance so I can build myself up again.
就是因为这样子。
And because of that,
他心里面有依靠。
He has reliance on God.
他没有变成忧郁症。
He did not get depressed.
也没有自暴自弃。
And he did not go downhill.
各位从人生的危机当中跑出来。
So out of this crisis, he was able to deliver himself.
把债务还清。
And that he was able to pay back all the debts.
重新开始。
And to start all over again.
所以如果我们有自己解决不了的劳苦重担。
So therefore, if there is any problem in life that you cannot solve.
我们要来到主耶稣身边了。
We must come before Lord Jesus.
人生是有很多劳苦重担。
Because remember, your life will be full of labor and toil.
我们坐在这里的每一个人。
Because each and every one of us sitting here today.
除了小朋友之外。
Other than the little children,
谁可以说我心中完全没有压力，没有重担呢？
Can any one of you adults proclaim that there is no stress or pressure in your heart right now?
不可能的。
That is impossible.
但主耶稣已经准备好。
But Lord Jesus has already prepared a way for you.
主耶稣说，劳苦担重担的到我这里来。
Because he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
我要让你们得安息。
And that I will give you rest.
怎么得安息呢？
How do you receive this rest?
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15. Isaiah 30 verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest, you shall be saved.In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这句是圣经非常美好的话。
And this is such a beautiful verse from the Bible.
这是神亲自说的。
This is the verse that's personally spoken by God himself.
你人生要追求这两东西。
That in your life, you need to do these two things.
第一，要追求得救。
First, you must pursue for your salvation.
人生最重要就是要得救。
That is the most important purpose of your life.
为什么？
Why?
你想想人生劳碌一辈子。
Because think about it, after you have labored your whole life,
走的时候什么东西都带不走。
That when you depart from this world, there is nothing you can take with you.
真的，你想想看，有没有想象你身上任何的东西，有一天离开世界，我们可以带得走吗？
Think about it, even the clothing you have on your body cannot be taken with you when you say goodbye to this world.
圣经说，尘土归于尘土。
Because the Bible says that dust shall return to dust.
既然我们身边所有东西都带不走的话，
Since we cannot take away any material belongings with us,
如果有一天我们死了，
If one day we were to die,
我们灵魂不能得救，
And if our soul cannot be saved,
我们就成为一个一无所有的人，
Then you really become a person who has nothing left.
最穷的人就是灵魂不能得救的人。
And the one who is the poorest and in the greatest poverty is a person whose soul cannot be saved.
所以人生最重要就是追求得救。
So therefore, in your life, the main primary purpose for you is to receive salvation of your soul.
怎么样追求得救呢？
How do you pursue for your salvation?
这里说要归回。
Here it says that you must return.
啊，归回英文就是 repentance, 就是在悔改。
And to in returning, it means that you come in repentance.
我们要悔改归向神。
And in repentance means that you are returning back to God.
以前不认识神的。
Because in the past, you do not know God.
现在归向认识神。
But now you return and you get to know God.
那么归回之后呢，就会安息了。
And once you return back to God, you will come to rest.
我们有没有安息呢？
So are you resting now?
虽然有时候我们什么都没有做，但是心灵不一定安息。
And sometimes, perhaps you are not toiling for anything, but your heart is not at rest.
有个弟兄姐妹告诉我，有个弟兄告诉我。
And there's a certain brother who told me.
有时候我觉得说，不来教会去摸逛一逛。
Sometimes I feel that I don't feel like coming to church, so I go for a shopping spree in the mall.
这个逛完了更烦，心里更烦。
And after I have finished my shopping, I feel even more stressed.
里面人又多。
Because it's like a zoo in the mall.
看到那么多东西那么好，自己就没有钱买。
There's so many people and everything is on sale, yet I have no money to buy them.
哎呀，真的是不是很开心啊。
So I come back even feeling more depressed.
但是我来教会，觉得很平安，心里很平静安稳。
But however, when I come to church, I feel my heart is at rest.
所以这里说，你们得力，在乎平静安稳。
So therefore, over here it says that your strength shall be found in returning and resting.
所以人生第二样，我们要追求得力量。
So the second purpose of your life is to pursue for strength.
我们要有力量活在世上每一天。
So that you can be empowered with strength to live on in this world.
人生的第二个困局是什么呢？
Because what is the second bitterness in life?
就是被罪捆绑。
The second round of bitterness is that you are enslaved by your sins.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，第七章，对不起。
Romans chapter 7.
七章的第十八节。
Romans 7, verse 18.
罗马书第七章十八节到二十三节。
Romans 7, verse 18 to verse 29. Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. Verse 19. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Verse 20. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Verse 21. I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. Verse 22. For I delight in the law of God, according to the inward man.
这里保罗告诉我们。
So here, Paul tells us,
我们的内心有一种很痛苦，就是良心常有征战。
That there is this bitterness in our heart because there is always this battlefield of your consciousness.
人的行为常常被两个力量来阻挡，在左右。
Very often, your actions and your ways are in struggle.
第一就是肉体，肉体的力量。
First is the power of the flesh.
肉体就是说我们身体，这个身体。
That is to say, this physical body that you have.
哦，我们的身体喜欢那些让身体很快乐的东西。
Because our flesh desire for all the worldly comforts.
比如说，哎，我们吃到好吃的东西，我们的身体会很高兴。
For example, if you eat something delicious, you will find it very pleasurable.
我们最好是不用工作，躺在床上休息，啊，这个是高兴。
And the best that I don't need to work, I just lay in bed and rest. My body is totally fine.
看到漂亮的东西，我们也很高兴。
And then when we see beautiful things, our fleshly desires also love it.
但是我们做人不能够只听肉体的话。
But however, as long as you live in this world, you cannot just succumb to your carnal desires.
那如果我们只听肉体的使唤的话。
Because if you just listen to the voice of your flesh,
有一天我们就会步向灭亡。
Because then one day, this will lead you to destruction.
我们会破坏自己的健康。
You will totally destroy your body,
破坏自己的家庭,
and you will destroy your family,
破坏自己的一生,
and you'll destroy your entire life.
但是人常常知道, 但是改不了自己。
But the sad thing is that very often we know that we should not do the wrong thing, but yet we cannot correct ourselves.
先从年轻人开始说起。
So if you were to just start from the young people per se,
当我们年轻的时候，我们知道读书要很认真，要很努力啊。
When we were young, we knew that we must study very hard and we must work hard in school.
但是同时候，我们的孩子也是知道说，哎呀，电脑很好玩啊，打电动很好啊。
But also at the same time, you look at the children, they also love playing the computer games.
明明知道明天就考试了。
They knew that tomorrow the exam is coming.
今天还在打电动，控制不了自己。
But yet today, they cannot exercise self-control. They still play computer games.
像很多人在吸毒，在温哥华很多人吸毒。
And also you see that many young people are taking drugs.
像之前在上个礼拜在 Joyce 跟 Kingsway 那个小学门口发现一具尸体。
And last week in Joyce and Kingsway, they found a little dead body by the school.
这个是个 homeless 的。
And in a homeless area.
报纸要把它登出来。
And then it was published in the papers.
哇，这个 homeless 年轻的时候很英俊，金头发，眼睛很大。
And then you see that this homeless person, when he was young, he was good looking.
为什么后来那么可怜呢？
Why is it that he died in such a pitiful way?
因为后来吸毒了。
Because he was addicted to drugs.
一吸毒就出不来。
And once he's addicted to drugs, he cannot deliver himself out.
他知道吸毒都不好的。
He knew that taking drugs is not a good thing.
但是自己控制不了。
But yet, he cannot exercise self-control.
你看现在多少人在吸毒啊。
So look at so many young people who are addicted to drugs today.
学校的学生在吸毒。
And look at those kids at school, they are also taking drugs.
歌星、影星在吸毒。
And look at all the movie stars or the singers, they are also addicted.
奥运金牌游泳选手也吸毒。
And even the Olympic swimmers, they are also addicted.
啊，不单只吸毒，还有性滥交，还有很多婚外情，还有很多很多人的罪，都是从肉体的力量开始的。
So we find that it is not just substance abuse, but they also are very promiscuous. They are also sexually immoral. And all these are the carnal desires that drive them to that point.
为什么人会有那么多坏习惯?
Why is it that men have all these carnal desires?
其中归咎起来只有一个原因。
If you were to summarize it up to just one point,
所有的坏习惯都是因为心灵虚空开始的。
That all this substance abuse came from the emptiness of your heart.
因为心灵虚空，所以希望找一些外在的刺激把心里填满。
Because the heart is so empty and is so drifting, they want to find something to fill it.
这个越下去越虚空。
So the more they get addicted, the more empty they find their heart became.
好了，人呢就被罪捆绑了。
Then finally, you find yourself being trapped in sin.
约翰一书，我们来看第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John.
第十九节。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章十九节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one.
这里告诉我们，全世界都在恶者的手下。
Here it says that the entire world is under the influence of the wicked one.
我们想想看，今天什么东西在控制人的心呢？
So think about what is controlling the hearts of mankind nowadays.
我们问问自己。
Let us ask ourselves.
说实在，大的坏事我们绝对没有做了。
So of course, all of us will not commit major crimes.
但是有时候我们还是改变不了自己的个性。
But very often we cannot even reign over our bad habits.
就像圣经所说的，全世界都在罪的手下。
Just like what the Bible says, that this whole world is under the control of the devil.
困局出不来，怎么办呢？
So you are bound, you cannot get out. What should you do?
这个时候主耶稣可以帮助我们出来。
But at this point in time, Lord Jesus can deliver us.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
这是圣经的宣告。
This is what the Bible proclaims.
你们要晓得真理。
That you shall know the truth.
晓得真理很重要。
To know the truth is a very important thing.
因为真理可以叫你们得自由。
Why is it important? Because the truth will make you free.
我们常常听到有人说。
Very often we hear people saying.
信耶稣很好，但是我先不要信。
That it is indeed good to believe in Jesus, but now this is not the right time for me.
等我老了才来信。
I will wait until I'm old. When I have the time, then I come and believe.
为什么？
Why?
信耶稣不能打麻将。
Because if I were to believe in Jesus, well, I cannot gamble.
不能去跳舞。
I cannot go dancing.
又说不能喝酒。
I cannot drink.
又说不能抽烟。
And I cannot smoke.
当然也不能搞婚外情。
Then of course, I cannot be sexually free.
很多东西都不能做。
There are so many things I cannot do.
太不自由了。
And I'm totally being a slave.
等我有一天动都不能动的时候，我来信了。
Until one day I cannot even move myself, that's the good time for me to come to believe in Jesus.
这个观念完全错误。
So if you have such a concept, that is totally wrong.
去做那些事情真的是自由吗？
Because if you think that you are really at liberty and free when you do all the things that you desire,
你做那些事情你就被绑住了。
Realize that once you commit all these actions, you will become a slave to them.
不做都不行了。
That no longer can you not do it.
像一根香烟就好。
Just like one little cigarette.
一根香烟有多大的力量？
That little cigarette holds a great power.
如果上了瘾的话。
Because if you're addicted to it.
不抽也不行啊。
You cannot even help yourself, but you need to smoke it.
政府说加税为了要你们不抽，但是加了税就还是继续抽。
And the government placed a heavier tax on it, thinking that it would curb the habit, but still people continue smoking.
所以主耶稣重新定义自由。
So therefore, Lord Jesus, he gave a new definition to the word freedom.
什么叫真自由？
What is true freedom?
远离罪恶。
True freedom means to depart from all these evil deeds.
自由就是你可以选择不做你觉得不好的事情。
True freedom means that you can choose not to do all the bad things that you want to do.
你觉得我不需要那些东西。
Because you can tell yourself that I do not need all this substance abuse.
我人生有更高的目标。
Because I have a higher and loftier goal in my life.
这个就是主耶稣带给我们超脱这些困苦的一个东西。
And this is the message and the good news that Lord Jesus gave us so that we can transcend above it.
然后主耶稣会带给我们心灵的满足。
Then Lord Jesus, he will give us a new heart of contentment.
啊，约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
我们看第七章哦。
John chapter 7.
三十七节。
John 7 verse 37.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John 7 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirst, Let him come to me and drink.
主耶稣这里说一个比喻。
Here Jesus gave a parable.
如果一个人口渴了，要到我这里来。
If any person is thirsty, come to me and drink.
一个人口渴要喝水。
Because when you are thirsty, you will need to drink water.
其实喝水是唯一解渴的方法。
Because water is the only one that will quench your thirst.
你口渴的时候，口渴的时候喝啤酒，不太解渴。
If you are thirsty and you drink a beer, you find it doesn't do anything.
喝果汁也不太解渴。
You drink some juice, it doesn't cut it as well.
口渴的时候最基本一杯白水就好。
However, if you are thirsty, just a glass of clear water would take care of your thirst.
心灵空虚的时候。
In the same way, when your heart is totally empty,
你觉得人生没有什么其他目标的时候。
You feel that there is no more goal or purpose in your life anymore.
谁可以满足你？
Who can fill your heart.
所以说来我这里，我会将活水的江河给你。
So Lord Jesus said, come to me, and I will give you the rivers of living water.
圣灵会充满你。
Because the Holy Spirit will fill you.
很多人不明白。
And no one can understand this.
你们教徒好像很奇怪。
Because it seems like your church is very different.
礼拜六大家都去 mall 啊，去买菜啊，去逛街啊，你们都是来教会。
That on Saturday, it's a good day to go shopping in the mall to do groceries, yet all of you come to church.
你们整天都在教会，你们不无聊吗？
And you spend your whole day in church, aren't you bored?
他们不明白。
Because other people, they cannot understand.
真正 enjoy, 享受聚会的是信徒啊。
That really, those who truly enjoy life are the ones who come to church.
神的话语让我们满足。
Because the word of God can bring much joy in your heart.
赞美诗让我们的心安静。
And when you sing hymns, it can also lift up your spirit.
弟兄姐妹互相相交啊，让我们啊得到满足啊。
And also when you have lunch fellowship, you can have mutual exchanges with brothers and sisters.
上个礼拜有一个老姐妹告诉我。
And last week, there's an elderly sister who told me,
刚从台湾回来，时差很辛苦。
She just came back from Taiwan and she's still suffering from a jet lag.
她想说我不要在家里睡觉。
She thought to herself, perhaps I shall sleep at home.
后来她说不要。
Then she said no.
我要睡都来教会睡。
He says that even if I were to sleep, I will come to church and sleep.
我在教会睡觉觉得很平安啊。
Because if I can come to church and sleep, I'm at better peace than at home.
所以没有关系的，想睡觉睡一下没关系。
So therefore, if you show up in church and you're actually sleeping in your pews, it is totally fine.
刚吃饱饭睡一下没有关系，静默啊，说多少会听一点。
Don't feel guilty because you just have a good lunch, and if your body take over and you sleep, it is totally fine.
所以说帮助我们胜过我们的。罪的捆绑。
So we hope that Lord Jesus can help us to transcend above all this.
给我们心灵的满足。
To give us the true contentment of our heart.
第三点哦。
The third point.
人生的困局就是有时候我们身体很不好，把我们绑住。
And that is the third bitterness of the life, and that is your body that is becoming frail and fragile.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
对不起啊，彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to, excuse me, Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第十三节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse
十三节。
13.
彼得后书一章十三节。
Second Peter 1:13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you. 14. Knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me.
这里圣经形容我们的身体好像个帐篷一样。
So here the Bible describes our body like a tent.
这个帐篷如果很新的时候，当然是住在里面很舒服。
Of course, if you just bought a new tent and you live in it, it is a very comfortable one.
但是如果这个身体生病了，会直接影响我们的心情。
But however, if your body becomes old and weak,It will affect your moods.
也影响我们的人生。
It will also affect your life.
但是反过来说，如果我们心情常常不好的话，也直接会影响我们身体，身体会变得更不好。
But on the other hand, if you're always moody and always depressed, then it will also affect your body.
说实在啊，现在医药虽然非常的发达。
So even though we know now that the medical field is very advanced.
说实在，有很多病也是医不好的。
But in fact, there's also a lot of incurable diseases.
像我们加拿大的医药的制度，医疗制度非常的完美。
That in North America, in Canada, we have very advanced medical technologies.
但是呢，有一个很不好的，就是都要等太久了。
But then there's one downside to it, is that you are always placed on a long waiting list.
所以有时候医生也没有办法, 或者等太久也没有办法。
So even the doctors, they can't do anything that you have to wait.
身体不好影响心情。
And that if your body is suffering, it will also affect your mood.
有时候啊, 吃也没有味道, 睡也没有味道, 做什么都没有味道。
No longer do you find any pleasure in eating or sleeping or doing things in life.
所以才有人说啊, 人生最大的财富就是健康。
That is why people say that the greatest wealth is your health.
但是问题是, 无论你怎么样保养, 这个身体就是一天比一天旧。
But however, no matter how much maintenance you put into keeping your body up, it is like a machine that will grow old one day.
但是我们这个身体在慢慢的旧的过程当中,
But along this process, when this machine of your body is getting old,
我们有两种的态度,
there are two kinds of attitudes that you can hold.
有一种人就会觉得说, 哎呀, 我这个身体越来越不好了, 越来越不开心, 越来越失望了。
One kind of person will say that, oh, my body is going bad, it is becoming weak, it is going really, really sad.
有一个张先生啊, 他 本来身体很好了,
and there is this Mr. Chang, he was actually having very good health.
但是后来他中风了,
but later he suffered a stroke.
中风真的是很厉害, 可以在很短时间之内把一个人的生命完全改变,
and a stroke is a very sudden one, it can totally change your life around.
他本来很健康,
because at first he was very healthy.
但是呢, 中风了, 他躺在床上,
but suddenly he had a stroke and he became bedridden.
哇, 不能动,
he could not move.
但是他头脑是很清醒的,
but yet he is very clear in his mind. And that is actually the worst thing.
你身体不听话了,
that your body no longer listens to you, but yet your mind is very clear.
整个灵魂啊,
and it seems like your whole mind, your soul, is being trapped in this body that is no good anymore.
好,
and so this man, he was being sent to the hospital. And then he was sent to the elderly home.
那个护士啊, 欺负他,
so even the nurse ridiculed him.
怎么, 又泡尿了,
and then the nurse even laughed at him, you pee again.
好, 因为老人家中风都要用那个尿布,
and of course for an elderly person who's suffering from stroke, they need a nurse to help them.
那个护士跟他讲, 你再泡尿, 我就打你。
They need the nurse to help them with the urine pan. And then even the nurse scolded him that if you were to pee again, I am not going to come back.
啊, 这个先生很生气。
And then he became very angry.
他以前是黑社会老大来的。
Because he used to be the mafia leader.
啊, 他就瞪他一下, 但是嘴巴不能讲话, 不能骂回去。
Because he doesn't have any energy to scold back at the nurse, so he just glared back at the nurse.
啊, 他心里想说, 又好了就知道。
He thought to himself that if I were to recover, you know the revenge is waiting for you.
但是身体不能好, 那个头脑, 那个脑部受损了, 身体就是不能好。
But yet, his body just did not get well, even though his mind is clear.
把人生就很绝望啊。
So he lost hope in his life.
我人生有什么意义? 我不能等死。
So now I'm just waiting for death to come. There's no point of me living on.
但是他后来要住院。
And then later on, he got out from the hospital.
在他床位的隔壁呢, 住了一个基督徒, 是我们教会的。
That beside his bed, there is another person who is a Christian from our church.
诶, 他觉得很奇怪, 为什么这个人那么多人去访问他?
And then he was very puzzled that he saw many visitors coming to visit his neighbor.
又常祷告。
And that they are always hovering around his bed praying for him.
祷告的声音就很奇怪。
And then when they pray in tongues, it sounded very different.
后来就跟隔壁的聊起来。
And then so he started chatting with his neighbor.
哦，原来你们是基督徒。
Then he realized that they are Christians.
你们教会叫什么教会?
And then he asked them, what is your church?
哦，叫真耶稣教会。
And then he found out the name is True Jesus Church.
他说，你们真，难道我们是假的吗? 那其他人是假的吗?
Then he argued, so you think you are true, how about those who are false?
教会有真有假的吗?
So you mean there's true church, there's false churches?
他对教会一点概念都没有。
So he has totally no clue or concept about church at all.
那个时候他还躺在床上, 顶多只能用轮椅来推着。
Because at that time he was still lying in bed, the most he could do is move around in a wheelchair.
但是隔壁的那个信徒的儿子很有爱心。
But however, the neighbor next door in his bed, the son always come to visit him.
妈妈说, 哎呀, 别啊, 那我就带着他去走一走, 我推着他。 可以到公园那个医院的公园走一走。
So the son of the Christian friend would tell him that let me bring you out for a walk in the garden in your wheelchair.
他觉得哎，这对基督徒啊，基督徒好像不太一样。
So he realized. 他就很有爱心这样。He realized that these Christians are very loving. They're so different.
他想说，那我要去教会听听。
So he thought to himself, now I must come visit their church.
到底真在哪里
？To see how true they are.
他本来想说，来听听看你讲错哪里啊？我说要挑你的毛病。
At first, he came with the intention to look for the faults in the church.
但是呢，他听了也找不到毛病。
And then he came and he found that there is no fault.
他越听越觉得说，哎呀，这个道理很好啊。
And the more he listened, the more beautiful he found the truth to be.
把我人生的问题解决了。
And he has answered so many questions in my life.
他决定要信耶稣了。
So he decided to believe in Jesus.
他也没有期待说啊，信了主耶稣之后一定会马上全部好起来。
So at that time, he came with no expectation at all that he will get well.
但是很奇妙。
But very interestingly,
神怜悯他。
That God has mercy upon him.
因为这个中风之后的身体慢慢一步一步的改善。
That this body that was suffering from stroke slowly become better and better.
后来自己还可以用拐杖来走路。
That later on he was able to recover to the point that he can start to walk around with his stick.
但是他的人生观念改变了。
But during this whole process of time, his concept of life totally changed.
他人生的盼望不是只有这个肉体而已。
Because now he realized that he cannot place the hope of life in this body of his.
哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
16节。
第四章。
哥林多后书第四章16节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
17节。
17, for our light affliction, which is but for a little moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
18节.
Verse 18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary.
其实我们这个身体是暂时的。
Because in fact, our body, it is temporary.
无论健康或是生病。
Whether you are in good health or whether you are suffering in
有一天,
illness,
土还是归于土。
Because one day dust will still return back to dust.
所以保罗说我的身体慢慢毁坏。
So here, but the Paul says that even though my body is frailing away,
但是他相信透过信主耶稣基督。
That even though the body is perishing, but through Lord Jesus,
他里面的灵魂、里面的灵命不断的更新。
The inward man will be renewed every day.
将来我会承受极重的荣耀。
That in the last day we will inherit eternal weight of glory.
所以信耶稣第四个突破，我们突破死亡的困局。
And so therefore, the fourth point of believing in Jesus is that we will overcome the reign of death.
如果人生来了世上过了几十年。
If you come into this world and spend a few decades on earth,
如果劳劳碌碌过了一辈子，
and if you were to spend your life with some suffering and some labor,
如果死了就结束，什么都没有了，
and then once you die, all this come to a conclusion.
但是这样就很可怜了。
And if that is your life, it is indeed very sad.
圣经告诉我们，
but the Bible tells us,
人有灵魂，
that we human beings we have a soul.
有一天要回到神那边去。
That one day our spirit will return back to God.
我们看诗篇的第八十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇八十九篇。
Psalm 89.
我们看四十八节。
Psalm 89.
八十九篇四十八节。
Psalm 89, verse 48.
四十八节。
What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave?
这里告诉我们那个困局，谁可以长或免死呢？
So here it tells us about this final problem of life. Can anyone overcome death?
有谁可以呢？
Can anyone not see death?
没有办法。
No one.
但是有一个办法可以帮我们脱离这个困境。
But there is one way that will get you out of this.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音十一章二十五节。
John 11.
约翰十一章二十五节。
John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这里告诉我们，耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Here Lord Jesus tells us that I am the resurrection and I am the life.
我们的始祖犯罪了，所以人生又进入死亡。
Because our first parents sinned, therefore death came into this world.
人人都要面对这个结局。
That all of us will face this final conclusion.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
死亡并不是一切的结束。
But death is not the final conclusion of all.
这里说透过信主耶稣基督。
Here it says that through believing in Jesus.
基督赦免我们的罪。
That Jesus will forgive our sins.
洗去我们的不义。
It will wash away all our unrighteousness.
生命在主耶稣里面。
Because life is found in Jesus.
虽然死了。
So even though you may die,
肉体有一天死了。
Even though one day your body may die,
有一天要复活升天。
But one day, your soul will resurrect and live again.
因为主耶稣已经为我们献出他的生命。
Because our Lord Jesus has given him his life for us.
打开这条又生又活的路。
That he has opened up this living path for us.
真的，我们每一人都有一天会遇到这个东西。
So indeed, one day, all of us will face death on our own.
过去几个礼拜，因为小弟的工作的关系啊，常常进出殡仪馆 ，cemetery， 坟场、火葬场都去过了。
And during the last few weeks, because of the several events, I was running in and out of funeral homes, the crematorium, the memorial park, and the graveyards.
人生的结局，肉体上就是在那个地方。
And that is where I see the final conclusion of this bodily life.
但是我们的灵魂不会停在那边。
That our body will rest in all these places, but our spirit will not be there.
我们的灵魂才是我们真正的人。
Because our soul is the true person in us.
我们的灵魂要回到神那边。
And that our spirit will return back to God.
我们有没有坐过 cruise, 坐过这个大游船？
So have any of you been on a cruise?
在温哥华大概很多机会会做到。
And I'm sure that many of us have been on a cruise here in Vancouver.
我们最大的游船里面什么都有。
That when you go on a cruise, you find that you have everything on the cruise.
看你付多少钱，有多少的享受。
Depending on the package that you buy, that is the amount of luxuries you will enjoy.
有小房间，有大房间。
There are smaller cabins and there are bigger cabins.
有豪华舱。
And then there are, of course, the luxurious suites.
里面什么都有得吃。
And that there's all kinds of food you can enjoy.
什么都有得玩。
And there's all kinds of entertainment for you.
我们去做 cruise 会做多久了？
But how many days can you spend on a cruise?
头一个礼拜很高兴。
The first week you are just having so much fun.
第二个礼拜就有点无聊了。
And then the second week you find that is all there is.
这里做一个月差不多了，顶多是一个月了。
And the most you can be on a cruise is just 1 month.
这里一整年都不下船，大概也就疯掉。
And then if you were to not get out from the cruise for 1 year, I think you'll probably go crazy.
里面很大，很漂亮，但是困在里面。
Because this is such a beautiful hotel on the water, but yet you feel trapped in it.
你关在里面，你不会开心的。
And if you're there for too long a time, you will not be happy.
再漂亮，你也要下船。
Even though how beautiful the cruise is, you must get out of it.
我们人生也是这样。
So that goes to our life as well.
这个地球就好像一个最漂亮的游船。
This whole planet Earth is like a beautiful cruise.
但是不要忘记，有一天你要下船。
That remember one day you must get out from this cruise.
我们不要被困在里面。
So let us not be trapped in this cruise.
不要被困在生活的烦恼里面。
Let us not be trapped with all the anxiety of life.
身体的不好里面。
Or trapped by your body that is getting weak.
或者在罪里面。
Or trapped by your sins.
我们要回到神那边。
Because we all need to return back to God.
现在我们要请青年诗班为我们献上两首诗歌。
So now we're going to invite the youth choir to sing some hymns for us.
第一首是人们需要主。
And the first is that man needs God.
第二首就是祝福。
And the second is blessings.
我们请青年诗班。
So we invite the youth choir.
非常谢谢青年诗班为我们献上美妙的歌声来颂赞神。
And we want to thank the youth choir for singing such wonderful hymns for us.
现在我们自己也要来唱赞美诗523首来歌颂天上的真神。
So now it's our turn to raise and sing hymn to glorify our God 523.